This Thursday marks the fifth anniversary of the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. 20 children and 6 adults died when a grown-up former student broke into the locked building and roamed the halls for a mere 5 minutes with a semi-automatic rifle. Parents of the victims and other Newtown residents formed two different advocacy groups promising to keep such a massacre from ever happening again. They've pursued different strategies which have led to different accomplishments. And joining us now by Skype is reporter Davis Donovan, who's been following the Sandy Hook story for the past 5 years for public radio station WSHU. Davis, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you.
The two groups are called Newtown Action Alliance and Sandy Hook Promise. What's the difference between the two of them?
Each kind of started about the same time.
Okay. All right, we seem to be having some issues with the Skype line. We're going to try to reconnect. We'll be right back.
Life is full of questions.
Like, is it ever okay to tell a lie?
What makes a real friend?
How can you tell if an elephant is really happy?
On Pickle, one of the new kids shows from WNYC,
we ask tough questions
and figure them out together by riding a runaway subway train.
Spencer, can you hear us?
And we travel back in time to ancient Rome. Explore life's trickiest questions on Pickle. Find it at WNYCKids.org.
This is WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Once again, we're joined by Davis Donovan, who's been following the Sandy Hook story for the past 5 years for public radio station WSHU. And Davis, before we got disconnected there, there's these two groups from Newtown, the Newtown Action Alliance and Sandy Hook Promise. Can you tell us what the difference is between them?
Sure. Well, Newtown Action Alliance has been very pointed in its focus on gun control legislation. The Sandy Hook Promise is more focused on mental health, and really over the past 5 years, they've started to tighten their focus to prevention, specifically identifying the signs, the mental and emotional signs that lead to gun violence.
So why is each group taking such a different approach?
Well, and actually in the weeks after the shooting, just immediately after, this group of locals started to meet in the basement of a local library, and this included some of the parents of children who died in the shooting. But a lot of locals who were really affected by it. Initially, there was one group called Newtown United. And as each of them started to take a little bit of a different focus, they branched off into different areas. Now, they get along very amicably. There's no tension at all between the two groups. But they've each taken their own areas of advocacy and activism.
Now, while gun control legislation has stalled in Washington, there have been successes on the state level, both in Connecticut and in New York State. Did the Newtown Action Alliance have something to do with that?
Well, yeah. Newtown Action Alliance was a common sight in Hartford in 2013 in the buildup to that law passing in Connecticut. I'd imagine that was true in Albany, too. And they were also really active in Washington in 2013 when gun control legislation was heavily debated after Sandy Hook, before then Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said they didn't have the votes. But Connecticut was an early victory for them. Although they certainly weren't the only group to lobby for gun control laws on the state level, it was March for Change and the Brady campaign, but they've really been relentless since then. I'd say every 3 months and really every year they're returning to this message.
One thing that Congress has passed was a mental health reform bill late last year. What did that bill do, and was one of these groups behind it?
Yeah, that was a very big bill, and that was Sandy Hook Promise. They were lobbying very, very heavily for that. One of the groups, there was a lot to that bill, but they were one of the groups lobbying very heavily for that. So the mental health reform bill included a lot of funding for early intervention programs and school mental health programs, and that's similar to the kind of thing that Sandy Hook Promise has created. They talk about identifying the warning signs of gun violence, looking for people who are isolated, who are bullied, people who might be slipping through the cracks when it comes to mental health care. And their initiatives were something that ended up as one component of that mental health reform bill.
Can you talk a little bit about Connecticut's junior senator, Chris Murphy? He's also been negotiating different strategies. What sort of transformation he gone through since he's been elected?
It's actually been a night and day transformation. He was a fairly fresh face in 2012 on the national level. And since then, he's absolutely staked his career on gun control. And you can really see him. Look on Twitter, look at his filibuster in 2016, which is a really defining moment for him, you can see him becoming increasingly upset and increasingly angry as it has in the past. He said we have a moral obligation to accept that these kind of shootings aren't inevitable. He's grown from somebody who was almost really a blank slate when he started into somebody who does not hide his emotions and really wears his heart on his sleeve when it comes to gun control in a way that's unusual to see a politician do.
Okay, Davis Dunnevin is a reporter with radio station WSHU. Thank you so much.
Thank you.